And our community connection on the way next on K1, brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church. And I get the opportunity to talk OK Mozart Festival. And it is Grace Farmer and Susan Albert in to spend a little bit of time with us this morning. Susan, the mic's pointed just a little bit about toward you rather than Grace. So I'll say good morning, Susan. Thanks for coming in this morning.
OK, thank you. We have so much to talk about. The festival always packs in so much to do. Mm-hmm. I had to bring a list. It's hard to remember everything.
Sure. Well, but we'll just start with, if you're used to opening ceremonies on Friday, you're a day late. Ceremonies will be on Thursday.
It's on Thursday this year. Yeah, it's a little different. We start on a Thursday night, and we go through the next week to the next Friday. So Thursday night on June 8th, we have the big kickoff party, and it's all free.
Well, the music is free. The festival's gift to the community, yeah.
Right, and that'll be between the community center and Price Tower. Mm-hmm. That street will be blocked off. It's going to be a big street party. We've got the 145th Army Band. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves an Army Band. Mm-hmm. And then Honey Blue. They're a Western blues band from Norman. There's fun for the kids. They can do sidewalk art, balloon animals, get their faces painted. There's even going to be a beer and wine garden for mm-hmm. the adults.
There will be some charge food. for the refreshments.
Then the fun moves over to the community center at 8 o'clock. Michael Martin Murphy will be there. Mm-hmm. He's known, of course, for Wildfire.
He's been in town, I want to say, about 12, 15 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. The BSO had him mm-hmm. during one of their regular seasons.
Mm-hmm. It was a good, well-performed concert and close to a packed house on that one. So I'm sure he'll do close to the same thing for us this time. That'd be good.
Yeah, good. Yeah. And then Wilson Phillips, if everyone remembers him from the 90s.
Children of the Mamas and the Papas and the Beach Boys. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And they'll actually do some of their songs, too.
Mm-hmm. We play them regularly on KYFM, and so I've been mentioning that every time we play a song, they'll be in town, so it's always nice to get that tie-in.
Yeah, I guess their biggest hits were Hold On, Release Me, and You're in Love. Mm-hmm. If you missed them in the 90s, you can catch them. That's going to be Friday, June 9th at 7:30 at the community center.
Yep.
Then we've got Chris Mann. He's a newcomer to Bartlesville. He achieved fame on The Voice, if anybody watched that show. He didn't win. I think he was fourth place. But
Sometimes it's not necessarily the winner that ends up getting the big recording contract.
Yeah, his career catapulted after that. Yeah. And he spent a couple years doing the Phantom of the Opera, the traveling mm-hmm. musical. So he's kind of known for that. And he's going to be doing Broadway hits.
Classically trained singer, but doing the hits of Broadway, and regardless of your musical taste, so whether you're a little bit rock and roll or a little bit country, everybody likes the Broadway show, so
that's
that'll be
right.
good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know this all better than I do. I should be letting you talk.
No, I don't do monologues very well.
Then the Tulsa Symphony, they have a really great performance coming up. It's going to be Sunday, June 11th at 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. Among the other performances they have, a special treat, they commissioned a classical composer. He's from, I want to say, he's Chickasaw. He's mm-hmm. a Chickasaw Indian mm-hmm. classical composer. Mm-hmm. And he created the Muskogee Hymn Suite, which is historic Creek Indian church hymns. He has put those to orchestration. Mm-hmm. So it should be really interesting. The children's chorus will be there to sing, and so will a baritone soloist and a traditional Creek singer. Then we have another free concert coming up we want to talk about.
Okay, well, that's the nice thing about OK Mozart throughout the years. I'll refer to a former chairman of the board because I did a lot of interviews with him that particular year, but Charlie Daniels was on the Oklahoma News Network and numerous other stations around the area talking about some of the best things about OK Mozart is mm-hmm. so many of the concerts are free or mm-hmm. very inexpensive. So mm-hmm. All those different showcase events makes it fun.
Yeah. Probably before I get to that, I do want to mention our other classical series, mm-hmm. the Miro Quartet will mm-hmm. be here.
That'll be the chamber series, and they'll be in Ambler Hall again this year.
Correct. And they'll actually be there for four performances. So you have a good opportunity to hear them. And then Bright Music Chamber Ensemble. Bright Music was here last year, I believe.
Mm-hmm, they were.
But this is going to be it's just going to be an ensemble. It's three.
Mm-hmm.
And they also are doing a world premiere. We actually have two world premieres going on this year.
What will they be presenting? Yeah.
Theirs is going to be, and you might have to help me with that name again, Joseph Tadelsky. He wrote An Homage to Haydn, and that's going to be a world premiere.
Or Haydn, depending on how you want to pronounce it. Yeah.
Oh, see? I was talking that I don't know how to pronounce his name.
I think it was, I was taking piano lessons in first grade. The tune was actually the melody of Haydn's Surprise Symphony, the number 40. Uh-huh. It was, Papa Haydn's dead and gone, but his memory lingers on. Anyway, mm-hmm. First grade mm-hmm. piano student, so yeah.
And then they've also got an Oklahoma composer, Edward Knight, is going to be, and he's actually coming to the performance.
Mm-hmm.
And so is the composer for Tulsa Symphony. He'll be there too. And so I think that's really special that we're going to have the composers there.
It's always nice.
Yeah, and this Oklahoma composer, Ed Knight, they're going to be presenting some of his compositions. And and Bright Music commissioned that performance.
I haven't seen the listing of events yet, but frequently with the composers you get the opportunities for a little bit of a pre-concert talk with them, so they get to talk uh-huh. about their process before they actually performs it on stage.
And that is definitely true for the TSO concert. Jared Tate will be there at 1:30. The mm-hmm. concert starts at 2.
And Jared Tate has performed a previous work with OK Mozart, so that was with the symphony. I apologize.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, did they commission that from him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we have...
They play that one when they have the fifth graders come in from all over the area every year.
Oh.
They bring fifth graders in from as far away as Arkansas City and, of course, all the other schools bus in. Mm-hmm. The community center is completely packed with fifth graders
mm-hmm.
For that particular concert by the Bartlesville Symphony.
Yeah. Okay. Then we have another free concert Under the Stars, and the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame in Tulsa was mm-hmm. kind enough to, they're going to send us the Oklahoma, if I can say this right, what is it, the Oklahoma?
Modern Oklahoma
Jazz Orchestra.
Sure.
Yeah. They'll be here.
They performed for opening ceremonies for OK Mozart about 10 or 11 years ago as well.
Well,
so,
good.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Anyway, and I do want to point out...
You can tell the festival's my favorite thing when it comes to town. So.
He knows it all. And it does say, I want to point this out, it does say in our brochure that there will be a cash bar, but actually it's bring your own beer and wine.
Okay.
So that has changed a little bit. But there'll be food, there'll be local food trucks there, so you can get some food and enjoy some jazz under the stars.
Sounds great.
Then, of course, we've got the Birchfield Brothers. They'll be here June 13th at 7:30.
It's a gospel quartet.
Pardon me?
I believe they're a gospel quartet, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
Well, it's two of them.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just a couple guys. They're brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And inspirational. They actually do a variety.
Okay.
Yeah, a whole variety of things. And they'll actually be at First Baptist Church.
Okay. And we will continue talking about the upcoming OK Mozart Festival when we continue our community connection coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, Susan Albert, and also Grace Farmer. We haven't heard from Grace, but we'll get to Grace here in just a little bit. It's nice that the festival packs in so many events for us, and mm-hmm. it brings in people from, all across the country. If you want to mm-hmm. just tour the parking lot at the community center, you'll see in many years as many out-of-state license plates as you see local plates, so mm-hmm. it's a good deal.
Yeah, we've heard that somebody's coming from Alaska, and we've got a lot of Texas residents have already signed up, particularly for Michael Martin Murphy.
Sure. And typically, it's nice to see all the tour buses that bring folks in as well.
Yeah, we've got a lot of children's programming and showcase events that Grace is going to tell us about.
Okay. Well, that's always fun. The showcase events, some of them are fun and entertaining, some are educational, but the nice thing about them is they're nearly all free.
Yeah.
Grace, let's talk showcases a little bit. Some are at the community center. Many are at venues all around the community. Gets an opportunity to show off Bartlesville a little bit.
Well, actually, we're doing things a little bit differently this year, Charlie. We're going to have a lot of things. Actually, being in the community center, we're only going to be there Thursday night, all day Friday, all day Saturday, and Sunday. So we have a lot of things going on at the community center itself. And the Ad Loop Singers, they're basically very popular, and they come back every year, and everybody loves to hear them. We're also going to have the Army Band. They'll be playing some things in the community center.
And sometimes it's the ensembles of the Army Band. Sometimes it'll be their jazz band. Sometimes it'll be some of the other ensembles from the Army Band as well.
Yeah, that's true. The big band will actually be, the full band will be at the street party. So there's 40 guys that are going to be playing at the street party. Then they're going to break up and do a few things at the community center in their small ensembles. So you're going to get to hear them, and one of them is going to be military marches. So if you like the military marches, you can come Friday from 12:30 to 1:30, and you'll get to hear them on stage there in Community Hall.
The nice thing about the military marches, if you played them in high school band, you probably still have them memorized and can sit and do the fingerings for the show or for the particular piece while you're doing it.
Yes, and if you all don't know Travis Dunlap, he's going to be coming back again. He was very popular last year, and he also plays with the symphony, Travis does. But we're also going to be having a showcase from 4 to 5 on Friday, and it's the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame. And they're going to be coming in and talking about what they do in Tulsa, and they'll bring some music to us. So if you're really into jazz this year, we're going to have a little bit of jazz Sunday night, and then you can also come to the community center.
A truly an American musical idiom. Yep.
And also, too, on Saturday, one of the things that was very, very popular last year was the Founders Chorus, which is barbershop. It's a men's barbershop group. And then we're going to have the Sweet Adelines.
Okay, of course, the Society for the Preservation of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America was founded in Tulsa. So it's an opportunity to get the national organization had highlighted just a little bit here locally.
Yeah, and they came last year, and everybody just thoroughly enjoyed them. So they're coming back this year basically for an encore performance. And then on Sunday, the day of the afternoon performance, we're also going to have in Community Hall, you can come have lunch with, brunch with them, Cafe Mozart. But also, too, we have a wonderful group. It's a duo, and they're going to do a tribute to Gershwin. And they were here last year, and everybody just loved him, and I don't know of anybody that doesn't like Gershwin.
Yeah. So, opportunity for, again, some more show tunes. Of course, he had his symphonic works as well, but, whether you're looking for Porgy and Bess or Rhapsody in Blue, it's good stuff.
Yeah, and then if you want to come over to Ambler Hall on Monday through Friday, we'll also be having showcase events there. So we're going to showcase our Ambler Hall, and we've built that thing, and it's really wonderful to use, so we might as well make use of it. And so we're going to be having showcase events there. And Joe Todd, which is a favorite, he's going to be coming back, and he's going to be doing Women in the Military and talking about Pearl Harbor survivors. And he's a real treat to listen to. He's full of history, and I think everybody loves Joe. I don't know anybody that doesn't like Joe Todd.
And he's got the stories. Of course, many of his interviews are archived at the Eisenhower Museum and library. So if you're headed up that general direction in western Kansas, you can go actually listen to some of those archives.
So that's really going to be good. And then also, too, we're doing something a little bit different this year. I've gotten together with the Delaware Indians, and they're going to be talking about Indian folklore. So if you don't know a lot about the Delaware tribe and some of their stories, they're going to be there to talk about that. And that's going to be on Monday. And then also, too, they're going to be doing later in the week, they're going to be doing the art of dance. So you're going to get to see maybe a dance and the history of their dances and what they mean. So if you go to powwows, that type of thing, you're going to get to hear a little bit more about, the meaning of all that.
I know when my folks were visiting O.K. Mozart from Illinois a number of years, well, he came several years, but there were probably 3 or 4 years that the Delaware tribe provided the pre-show entertainment for the Willow Rock concert, dancing for folks and getting the crowd involved with dancing. So they're well experienced in that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yes, they will be at Willow Rock too, so you're going to get to see them. If you don't make it to Ambler Hall, you can go to Willow Rock, buy your ticket, and you'll get to see them there for a pre-show. Also too, Spirits Travel is going to be doing something. It's called Mozart's Austria. So if you've never been to Austria and you want a little bit about it, they're going to show a DVD. And yeah,
the Mozart Gewerthaus is easy to find if you're in Salzburg. make that trip if you haven't been to the house. I believe, well, I was there in 86, so things may have changed, but the tours were either free or very inexpensive, just a nominal fee. Again, I don't know what it would be now, but again, it was definitely worth going.
Yeah, definitely. And also, too, another thing we're going to be doing, which is different, we're going to be exploring Route 66 through Oklahoma. And Brad Nixon is going to be coming, and he's basically an expert on Route 66, so he's going to talk about all the wonderful things you can do along Route 66 in Oklahoma. So I'm really interested to hear about that.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and you can explore it even further outside the state. More, as the song says, more than 2,000 miles all the way. But we got a good stretch of it here.
that's true. And then if you want to know a little bit about Woody Guthrie, we're going to have Dina McLeod, who's the executive director of the Woody Guthrie Center, come. And her topic is going to be The Machine, the Legacy of Woody Guthrie. And I think hopefully everybody knows what song he made famous, which is This Land Is Your Land. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't heard that song, or if you have, he's the one that actually did that. So that's going to be really interesting to hear about Woody Guthrie and what they do in Tulsa at the Woody Guthrie Center. And then we're also going to have the Choral Society. They're going to be coming and doing some stuff. And theirs is going to be Let's Go to the Movies. So on Friday, you can hear them. And we'll be serving pop and popcorn. Also, too, on Thursday afternoon, if you want to see a really, really wonderful movie, you can come and spend the afternoon with us. And we're going to see the movie Amadeus. And it'll be like a night at the movies. Mm-hmm. And you come and get your pop and popcorn. I do want to mention, though, the movie is rated R. So you might not want to bring young children. And so if you've seen it before, you'll know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And anyway, but I think that's going to be kind of a nice little thing. Just come relax. It could be hot outside. You can come in and have something cool to drink and have your popcorn and see the movie. And then also, too, on Friday, we're going to be having, if you don't know, Tim Hudson and Alan Gensch at the River Cross Ramblers, and they're going to be doing gospel music.
Okay.
So there's going to really be a lot of little things that you can do during the day. So if it's hot outside, come indoors, be with us. We really would love to have you. Lots going on. And then, too, also, if you're not, a lot of people are not necessarily into classical. Some people really love the classics. But if you don't, we're really trying to kind of branch out and do some different things, alternatives to classics. So if you want to go to the Copper on Tuesday night, that's the 13th, you can go upstairs to the Copper, have a nice drink, something to eat, and we're going to be having acoustical guitar. So, you know, if you like guitar music, you can do that. On Wednesday night, we're going to be having some folks come in, and they're going to be doing folk music. And on Thursday, it's going to be jazz. So you have an alternative, and you come from 7 to 9 to the Copper.
Okay.
And you can just kind of have a little, you know, relax. So, you know, some people will be doing classical, some people will be doing other things, but we want to make sure that we kind of reach out to everybody so there's a little something for all your, you know, your tastes.
But you definitely come try the classic. I think you're going to like it. It's the highlight, and it still should be the mainframe after it all. It is O.K. Mozart. Yeah. And come and if you haven't been exposed to it, or if you think it's stuffy music, then come. You're going to find it's exciting stuff. And it's the same vein of the orchestra scores you would hear in movies after movie after movie. So many films have quoted the classics, and it's the mainframe for everything else that we do in music.
Yeah,
they wrote
true.
The rules.
Yeah, that's true. And also, too, every year we always have the Cherokee Avenue walking tour. So if you want to know about the old homes, you can call the O.K. Mozart office. You know, make sure you get on reservation to do that. And also the one-room schoolhouse over at the Bartleslurry History Museum. Yeah, just you need to make a reservation for that. So
well,
you need
let's
to call
talk
us.
About tickets a little bit. First of all,
yes.
Some of them you do need reservations. Many of the showcase events just come and sit down.
Right.
But you do need to make some reservations. And some, like the chamber music concerts at Ambler Hall, are ticketed events. Obviously, the main concerts in the community center are ticketed events, too.
That's true. And also with the children's programming, there are various things they're going to be doing, and that's also a ticketed event. You have to have a reservation because we have a lot of cool things going on with kids, and we're going to have Fran Stallings who comes, and she does storytelling, and the kids really love Fran. She's every year, and she's wonderful. And we're going to do things with arts and crafts with Tamika Straw, and that you need a reservation for that. Also, too, the Princess Tea, that is just a sellout, I think, every time they have actually done that. And the girls get to dress up, and they get to come with their mother or their friend and have tea and crumpets and just, you know, have a really, really good time. And that's going to be at Hope Stone. And then they're going to be doing some stuff at Wishful Thinking, and the kids are going to be painting buffaloes. And they're going to hear the history of the buffaloes in Bartlesville, the ones that are all around town. Mm-hmm. And then once they're painted and fired, then they're going to be displayed in the art gallery at the Price Tower.
Okay. So, ticket information, box office, 918-336, I believe it's 9900.
Well, actually, we're selling all of our tickets through the Bartlesville Community Center.
Okay.
So they're actually doing that for us this year. So you can do 337-2787 and call them or go online and get your tickets.
Sounds like a great deal. And, of course, everything is online for you at okmozart.com.
Yep.
Oh, we got 20 seconds. What you got?
Oh, then our big wrap-up is going to be out at Woolah Rock Friday the 16th. Everybody go out to Woolah Rock. That's one of the favorites. And this year, Tulsa Symphony will be back that night, and they're going to be playing Disney hits.
Okay.
The
news
movie
next
things.
From the Oklahoma News Network.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. Getting closer to some budget deals now at the Capitol as the full state Senate passes.